Willoughby.
Dr. Ottomar Kitnar is Vice Dean for International Students at the Medical Faculty at Prague's Charles University. It's his job to coordinate the enrollment and teaching of students from around the world. They study medicine here in English. When the program began in 1992, there were only 5 or 6 students a year. Today it takes in around 120. And, says Dr. Kitnar, interest has increased even further since the Czech Republic joined the European Union.
Of course, it was such a very important moment for our study program taught in English language, as the number of applicants increased, I think, 2 or 3 times. That's why it was necessary to increase the number of enrolled students, because until the year 2004 we have got limit 60 students in English taught course, but because there were so many applicants, we have increased it up to 100, but it was not very simple, because, you know, number of students that could be enrolled to the study program of medicine depends very closely on capacity of teaching hospitals. So first it was necessary to contact some other Prague hospitals and to arrange possibility of clinical tuition at some departments in these hospitals, and to open this cooperation. Then it was possible to increase number of enrolled students. Number of applicants is now about 200 every year, so about one half of them succeed.
Why is it, do you think, that foreign students want to come to Prague to study medicine?
There are different reasons. For instance, in United Kingdom, it's a question of shortage of places at schools of medicine. In the case of students from United States, it's a little bit different. For them, it is better to complete studies in Europe than to study at some university in United States that is not very prestigious. Of course, there are some students who tried to be admitted in their home country and they haven't succeeded, so they try some other options. So for such students, it is second option.
Would you say most of the students have already tried and failed to get into university in their home country?
This is about 30% of applicants, not so many. But very often these students are not successful at our entrance exam.
The cost of living here in Prague is, of course, less than, for example, in Britain. Is that also a factor in terms of why students choose to come to study here?
I don't think that it is the crucial factor. But, of course, it is very important for them to calculate the costs for the study. If you calculate to get the tuition fees and living costs, I think that it is comparable to study in Britain and in Prague. For instance, one of our former students who has been working now in Glasgow, in the city hospital in Glasgow, has explained to me that when he had been studying here in Prague medicine, and his brother had been studying law in Bristol, both of them were from London, it was cheaper and quicker for him to go home from Prague by plane to London than for his brother to come from Bristol by train to London. So, of course, the costs, living costs and travel costs, could be also one of factors that can support this decision. But I repeat that I don't think that this is a crucial factor.
What about the recognition of the students' qualification when they leave, when they graduate here?
Our diplomas are recognized, of course, in European Union generally. Our diplomas are recognized also in United States and many other countries, so with this we have no problem. Now, for instance, students returning to England don't need to pass PLAP test or something like this, what was necessary 3 years ago. So it is now relatively simple to start professional career in the home country. Of course, there is a question how many students return really home. I tried to make such statistics about our graduates. About 85% of our graduates return home. About 10 to 12% go to United States, which is a very popular destination, and about 5% stays here in Prague after completing their study.
Does the number of foreign students here help improve the perception internationally of Charles University's medical faculty?
I hope so. I hope that in the future it will be a very important investment for Czech doctors, because they will be able to find colleagues in many European countries and also overseas who know well the conditions of life in our country, the level of education at the university, the name of university, and of course this can help some closer contacts and cooperation in future.
What about language? Do the students who come here from Britain and Greece and so on, do they learn Czech? And also, do they spend much time or do they much interact with Czech students?
These are two questions. Fair question. First question, a part of the study program, a very important part, is also a course of Czech language. It is implemented in the first 3 years of the study program, but it is not a real course of the language with the grammar and all details. It is only course oriented for communication with patients. As medicine, we can say, is composed from three parts. It is theoretical knowledge, some practical skills, and communication skills. So it is necessary to prepare the students for the communication with local patients. As for contact with Czech students, there are many differences. It is up to students. We prepare for them some possibilities, like, for instance, 1 week in the mountains, and we arrange it together for Czech and international students, because this is such a possibility of informal contacts and can continue later during their studies.
My last question is, do you think the students who come here from other EU countries and further afield, that they enjoy the experience of living in Prague for a few years and studying here?
I hope so, and we do really our best in order to offer them such conditions that they really can enjoy it. I think that it could be very interesting to pass some part of life abroad. And in medicine, it is important also for one reason. They learn that medicine is really global. Ill people are ill people all over the world and doesn't depend on the nationality, religion, anything like this. They need the same help, the same empathy. And I think this could be a very important experience for our students and graduates.